On the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper. It was a rousing victory for former President Trump in South Carolina. He beat the state's former governor, Nikki Haley, in the Republican primary by double digits. Our Steve Kathan from Charleston.
Key to Trump's win here in South Carolina was how voters felt he'd handle the economy and immigration, the two major issues. CBS News manager of surveys, Fred Backus.
Just like in Iowa and New Hampshire, voters were looking for a candidate who fights for people like them and shares their values. And Trump defeated Haley handily among voters who pick these qualities.
Director of Elections Anthony Salvanto says for Nikki Haley,
she's kind of consolidated that non-Trump vote part of the party. However, it's obviously a minority of the party.
The next test is in Michigan. Steve Kathan, CBS News, Charleston, South Carolina.
We are now entering the third year of Russia's invasion in Ukraine. 500,000 people have been killed, 6 million more displaced. Correspondent Charlie Dagana from Kyiv.
When we were here in central Kyiv 2 years ago, many Ukrainians refused to believe or at least hoped against the idea that a full-scale Russian invasion was about to begin. Now, with so many dead, nobody can predict how or when it may end.
After more than a week, the body of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny was released to his mother, while Navalny's wife has accused Vladimir Putin of murdering him. Correspondent Nancy Cordes.
In a social media post, a spokesperson says Navalny's funeral is yet to take place. Also, in this video released, Navalny's widow accused President Vladimir Putin of torturing her husband, even in death. Navalny died last week at a remote Arctic prison.
Doctors are warning of an alarming increase in measles cases across the country. One South Florida school is struggling to contain an outbreak of the virus. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez is there.
For some, the disease can be deadly.
I have not seen any outbreak of measles in my 30 years as being an educator.
Peter Licata is the Broward County Schools superintendent.
There's been some questions about allowing unvaccinated students into the school during this time because it is so highly contagious.
That would be the determination of the health department and the state.
Oppenheimer is one step closer to Oscars gold. The blockbuster took home three Screen Actors Guild Awards tonight, including Best Cast in a Motion Picture.
So exciting. This is the last award tonight.
Oppenheimer.
It picked up more awards as well. The ceremony aired tonight on Netflix. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Last Crack. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Stop it, yeah.
joy.
Heavy on Civic Media, we are local music with Last Crack, an essential Last Crack, a double dip of Last Crack every Saturday at 11 o'clock here on Max Inc. Radio. That was Siren Song, Energy Mind before that. What is your essential Last Crack? I sure would like to know. You can send me an email, jimmyk@civicmedia.us, or if you prefer, you can text me, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can also text us directly from the Civic Media app. If you don't have the app on your phone, what are you waiting for? Get it right now at your favorite app store or at maxincradio.com. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy, another hour of original hard rock, punk, and metal from the state of Wisconsin. We're here until midnight tonight. You know, last hour I was telling you about Taz Bash 3.0. That's happening at the Red Rooster on Saturday, May the 4th. A lot of great bands. It's going to be a full day of hard rock punk at the Red Rooster. It's going to be great. Hope to see you there. Saturday, May the 4th. Here's a couple bands playing Taz Bash. We're going to do some Fiberweed and Electromag in just a couple of minutes. You know this band. Rockers, the drummer, of course. It's Iron Plow. Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Rain comes heavy and it's coming just for Tired of hearing the same top 40 songs over and over and over and try some local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music with Electromag and Gazer. Before that, we heard some Fiberweed Lid and Iron Plow checked in with We Fly Divine. Of course, all three of those bands part of Tazbash 3.0 happening at the Red Rooster on Saturday, May the 4th. This is going to be a good time. Plus, it's all for a good cause. Music Makes a Difference is the charitable cause for that. Look them up online at musicmakesadifference-madison.com. I'm Jimmy Kay. It is Maxine Kevy on the way. We have music from Mickey Magnum, Jazz Core Friction, and Ray. It's Maxine Kevy.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This St. Paddy's Day, if you want a pot of gold, list your home with the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber.
Excuse me, kind sir, but it's not Paddy's, it's Patty's, as in Patrick.
When selling or buying with Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you'll get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. We like to say that movetomadison.com is kind of like a pot of gold.
Ooh.
It is the number one site for leprechauns to search for new homes this St. Paddy's Day. Visit the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber.
Jimmy K here for the Spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the Spaceship.tv. The Spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high-quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at the Spaceship.tv today. The Spaceship.tv. Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Oaf for the big game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network. Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m. and grab the podcast at MaxIncRadio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
My best friend. the good old days, I didn't realize that I'd come to love and miss. You still believe, believe in rock and roll. You still believe, rock's gonna save your soul.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Yeah, my mama cut me up. Yeah, my mama cut me up. She had something that she wanted to say. Yeah, my mama cut me up. Cause my mama wants a cut. Yeah, my mama wants a cut. She been using love for a look. Yeah, my mama wants a cut. This is how my mama looks.
The world that is When Implied on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. Ray, before that, with her song Trash. Jazz Core Friction in there too with My Own Enemy, and I Still Believe in Rock and Roll. That was Mickey Magnum. I'm Jimmy K, getting out of here for the evening. Thank you for listening to Max Inc. Heavy tonight. Make sure you tune in again to next week for a brand new installment of Max Inc. Heavy, and of course, it replays on Sundays at the same time. I want to say thanks once again to our guest tonight, Michelle Braun, for coming in. Super excited for her to become your host for Max Inc. Heavy that's coming up in April. Music on the way still tonight from Rictus Grin. Shout out to Dez and Larry for putting together May Bash out in Rio every Memorial Day weekend. Looking forward to that. Seaside's on the way right now. New music from Bon Scorpion. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. We'll be right back.
welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. CBS News projects that former President Donald